Gabriel and the Cheeky Monkeys by James Parsons. The handbag. There they are, smiled Grandma, watching the sharp movements and the branches bending on the trees on Monkey Island. Gondwanaland has just become cheekier. The squirrel monkeys were the main attraction at the zoo. Grandma had enjoyed her first time so much that she decided to go and see the cheeky monkeys again and visit the other animals as well. There were over 40 different species in Gondwanaland. Gabriel wasn't with her this time, he was in kindergarten. I'll just go and say hello to the cheeky monkeys, and then it's time for a nice cup of tea before I go and visit the other animals, thought Grandma to herself. She was not the only one with this idea. Lots of squeaking children on their parents' shoulders were trying to get a glimpse of the monkeys. The zookeeper had his hands full using his water pistol to keep the cheeky monkeys from jumping onto the bridge and walkways.
They've got to learn to stay on the island, not jump onto the bridge, he muttered in rather a stern voice.
There were 11 monkeys on the island, all males. Can you imagine the bickering if a female was around? Just boys having fun, each one cheekier than the next. They sprang from tree to tree, chasing each other playfully. Sometimes they would stop and look at the bespectacled camera-wielding human monkeys. And every so often, they would jump off the trees onto the forbidden bridge. A short squirt from the water pistol, and back they jumped. Lesson learnt. For about 10 seconds. Then they tried again, and again, and again, and again. Grandma was having fun watching the cheeky monkeys in their games. She tried to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, they were too fast. She tried again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's strange, she thought to herself. There should be 11. More people were jostling, trying to get a view of the monkeys, so Grandma decided to go for her cup of tea. One tea, please, and no sugar, thank you, she said. That'll be €2, please, said the T-shirt-clad young man behind the counter. I think I have a €2 coin somewhere. Please wait a second, I'll just have a look, said Grandma, and put her handbag on the counter. As she opened it, can you guess what happened? A cheeky monkey with a big grin jumped up onto the counter and into Grandma's handbag. When the monkey popped his head out, he was holding a €2 coin in his hand. He dropped it on the counter, sprang onto Grandma's shoulder, gave her a big kiss on the cheek, and hopped off. Well, you can imagine how much she needed that cup of tea after such a shock. I'm sure she will remember this story every time she opens her handbag from now on. I'm not sure if Gabriel will believe me, but I can't wait to tell him, smiled Grandma.